Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 418 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Megan, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is lynda.com, lynda.com/AskPat. You can get a 10-day free trial to this amazing online learning platform with over 3,000 on-demand video courses. I've used a number of them to help me teach me my DSLR camera, to learn new software, to learn some more advanced Photoshop strategies. I learned Photoshop and architecture, but I continue to learn through the content in lynda.com. I know a lot of people on my team use Lynda as well, and a lot of you use it too. So if you haven't yet, you can check it out and see what all the buzz is about by going to lynda.com. That's lynda.com/AskPat. And again, that'll get you a 10-day free trial, all access to all those on-demand video courses. And these aren't just like little YouTube video courses either. These are professionally studio-quality video. It's great. Check it out, lynda.com/AskPat. All right, here's today's question from Megan.
Hey, Pat. My name is Megan, and I'm calling with a bit of a different question for you. Currently, I have a day job where I'm the owner of a traditional product-based business, and I've just reached my burnout point that it's time for me to sell the business and move on. So I've begun to set that business up to be more interesting as a purchase, I guess. So in addition to that, I'm starting to pivot and brand myself as an expert in my industry, and I've started a blog where I talk about what it's like to run a business in my niche. My question for you is, I'm a little worried because, you know, when I was running a business, a traditional business, there's, you know, exit strategies, I guess I should say, and there have been exit strategies for centuries for commerce, but moving into the online world, you know, you and I are about the same age, so you remember MySpace, and I'm a little concerned about putting all of my eggs into a basket that evolves constantly and all the time. So I was just kind of curious as to what your long-term plans are, if you have thoughts about running a business online for the long term, or just your thoughts on the best way to go about making sure that this is a continual source of income and not just a flash in the pan for 5 or so years. Thank you so much for your help. Thank you so much for Smart Passive Income and for Ask Pat. I binge listen to them all the time. Thank you so much for all the info you provide. Take care.
Hey, Megan, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. And first of all, I just commend you for pivoting, because a lot of people don't pivot and they look back in their past and say, wow, I should have pivoted there. And here you are doing it and you're right in the middle of it. And I wish you all the best of luck with the sell of the business and into this new business as well. I'm going to do my best to help you out here. Now, you had mentioned, being a little bit worried about things constantly changing. But I think that's actually a great thing, because if you're conscious about those things, you can be ahead of everybody else. And that allows you, gives you another avenue to stand out of the crowd. And if, Megan, you are coming into a space where you're teaching people how to work in this particular industry, that actually gives you an edge. As long as you are focused and maybe connected with other people out there, myself, other people in the space, where you can learn things before they kind of get trickle down and get to your space, then you'll be ahead of the game no matter what. So change is great. It gives you new opportunities to show that you know what you're talking about, to be an authority, to teach, to build new courses and all those sorts of things. So it's going to give you a leg up, I feel, in that regard as well. Now, you had also mentioned worrying putting all your eggs into one basket. Now, the beauty of online is that there's a lot of different baskets you could put all your eggs into in terms of social media. You had mentioned MySpace, and yes, a lot of people have built a business specifically on MySpace, and they have since obviously disappeared or moved on to something else. I know a lot of people who are really focusing on Facebook and Facebook only. They're building amazing pages with tons of people, but then Facebook has kind of annihilated their reach because of these new algorithms. Facebook's trying to please investors, so they're making it harder and harder to reach your audience that you've built there. A lot of people have been struggling on Facebook, and that has changed as well. Twitter, who knows what's going to happen with Periscope and so on and so forth. There's a lot of different places you can go. I use those different avenues as a way to build a relationship with my audience. I never, quote, build my business on those particular spaces. I use those spaces to communicate, to be where my audience is, and to get in front of them in different ways, because some people who find me on Facebook might not find me on Twitter and vice versa, and Periscope. Some people love the live aspect, and I'm on Periscope at Pat Flynn if you haven't followed me yet. But that's another avenue of, again, reaching my audience, having them build a relationship with me, building trust, building authority, so on and so forth. If you want a long-term business, you need to build your email list, and you need to build those relationships. So there's two things you need in order to have this long-term success through any sort of changes that happen in an industry. So let me go over that again really quick. The relationships, yes. That's very important, obviously. And if you build an amazing relationship with anyone, you can go anywhere. And a great example of this is Cliff Ravenscraft, who started out in the podcasting world by podcasting with his wife about the show Lost. They were just broadcasting about the show Lost. He built up a massive audience there, actually was able to, during the finale of the whole series, have, I want to say, 100 or 200 people actually fly out to see him and watch the whole finale together. Like, that's how much he's built this relationship with his audience. And then, you know, Lost finished, and so did that show. But then he was able to move on to Podcast Answer Man and Pursuing a Balanced Life. He had a number of other shows, too, and people have followed him everywhere. There's some people who follow Cliff no matter wherever he goes. And I know it's the same for me. I know it's the same for a lot of people out there and brands and personal brands and whatnot, and even businesses. Wherever a business goes and or ends up doing, people love them, and they will do and support them no matter what. I recommend you read this article out there by a guy named Kevin Kelly called 1,000 True Fans, and this is kind of an example of that happening in all these different spaces. So when you build that relationship with that audience member and people who are your customers, they're going to follow you no matter where you go. So it doesn't matter what happens. They're going to follow you no matter what. But in order for them to more easily follow you and for you to be comfortable moving forward to move from place to place, so you should have, if you should have to, you got to build that email list. That email list is yours, and that becomes your database of your people who have given you permission to send them more information later. And here's a good example of how this was useful. Back in March 2013, my site was hacked. It was hacked. It was attacked. I had lost access to it, and all my web properties that I had control on that one server. No, it was not Bluehost. It was actually through Servant.net. Went down, and Servant.net couldn't figure it out, and I had to had somebody else come in, and I just set up shop on a new place, and it was just bad. I had lost about $10,000 to $15,000. I recouped a little bit of that through business insurance, but not even half that, and it was just a bad experience. But I was still able to keep in constant contact with my audience through my email list, and have them stay up to date and apologize for the outages. And actually, my podcast continued to go up, and also my YouTube videos. And I was still able to send emails and provide value through that. And I was still making money through that time period. But obviously, because my website was down, not enough. But let's just say, for example, my site was completely hacked and it was gone forever. Well, I have an email list of, you know, now it's 139,000 people, I could set up another website and I would have people there tomorrow. And if all my social media accounts went down and a brand new one came up, I could set up shop there too and just send an email out and say, hey, guys, this is where I'm at now. And because I have that relationship as well, those two things working in conjunction with each other will have you lasting forever. As long as you continue to uphold that audience member or the audience as your most valuable asset and build that relationship and also make sure to bring them off of whatever other external sites and bring them into your email list. And that's how you win. That's how you win long term. And so, Megan, I wish you the best of luck moving forward. And, you know, I'd love to hear from you again in the future, even if it's through a private email, just to keep me posted, because I'm really interested to see how this goes and where you go and how you grow. And if I can help you down the road, let me know. So, Megan, we're going to send you an ASPAT t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you again for asking it. And that'll be sent to you in the next month or so. You'll hear from my assistant to collect your information very soon. I also want to thank everybody else out there who has submitted questions. Thousands have come in. Obviously, we can't get to them all, but I might get to yours. And if you go to askpat.com, you can ask a question right there on that page. Thanks to the widget from speakpipe.com for making it easy for me to drop in these MP3 voicemails into the show here. Thank you for that. And thank you again for all the questions. The show wouldn't exist without your questions. It would just be like, Pat, and who wants to hear from Pat? No, we are here to hear from you, and I'm here to talk and start the conversation and you know, hopefully help everybody out here who listens, who doesn't even get their questions featured in the show, but hopefully you're getting a lot of value out of this. And if you are, if you could do me a favor and head on over to iTunes, look up Ask Pat, and leave a quick review, that would help out very much. And I read them all, including from all different countries. And they are just very motivational currently. Just, you guys are amazing. Just thank you so much. So head on over to iTunes. That would be really helpful. I also want to thank today's second sponsor, which is Sidekick. If you go to getsidekick.com/Pat, you'll get access to this really cool tool. It integrates with your email so that you can receive live notifications when somebody on the other end opens and clicks on your emails. How amazing is that? I've used this tool many times, and I get these notifications up on the side of my computer. When I send an important email out to somebody, I can check this checkbox that is for Sidekick, and it lets me know when that person opens that email. And if a person doesn't open that email, and actually it keeps track for me, and it's an important one, I can resend them an email and just ping them without being rude because they wouldn't have already read it. Or if they do read it, and sometimes, you know, I have a relationship with these people already, and I'll tell them about it. I'm like, hey guys, you opened this up earlier. I know you did because I'm using this tool. I need your response ASAP for something kind of very time sensitive. So again, you can check it out and get it for 30 days for free by going to getsidekick.com/Pat. Again, that's getsidekick.com/Pat. And as always, here's a quote to end this episode. And this is Ken Hakuda, who said, "People will try to tell you that all the great opportunities have been snapped up. In reality, the world changes every second, blowing new opportunities in all directions, including yours." Well, there you go. Cheers. Take care. I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.